Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Tell me then, when way back in the 50s, when you got interested in, when you were interested in Indian fishing rights, before it was fashionable to be so, what triggered that?
I read a book called Indians of the Americas, and I, after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian, and that everything that we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate. And our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone.
Join us on the
New beginning. New beginning, C.D. Ray. New beginning to what? What is this talking about? We're going to take a look at everything, C.D. Ray. Because that eighth day is most serious. Well, all of them is serious. It's a sign. See, everything is serious, but it's a sign. No doubt about it. So we just going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us. All the spots are still. 195 international countries. So, one thing we're going to tell you, Steve, right here, that new beginning, that's big business. That's big business on new beginning. And we're going to try our best to bring it all out and show you exactly what that means by new beginning. So our job is to make sure that you know about it. And that's the key. The ones that's on the know must know, and they got to take care of this business. And that's why we tell you plainly in 13, verse 18, send up prayers for the six anointed camps. Pray for us. You know, pray for the six anointed camps so we can continue to bring you this information in grand style of Thus Says Yahweh. Because you found out soundly from the last two previous lessons, backbiting, murmuring, complaining. He says a death sentence on that. He said if your ear even part of it, then you be following that same line. So we laying out everything because Yahweh is bringing this thing to a close. And he got a ministry pick to show you exactly what he's saying and what he's not saying. And we're going to try to bring it all out and put it right in your lap. You know, bring it out and just put it right in your lap, exactly what he's saying according to this Bible. This is a day called New Beginning, the eighth day. That means all that what was said, and we're going to read that shortly, all that was said is completed. And that's in, we'll take a look at that too. Something was said. We're going to bring that out too. We're going to bring that part out, something was said. Yep, we're going to bring that out. What's flashing out of New York? New York, 111192. 111192. So I'll tell you what we're going to bring the elder in, and we'll go from there. This is the beginning of the new, but new what? New what? What do this mean by new? What is this day telling us? What is it telling us? We're going to find out through scripture-wise what this day is telling us. So we're going to go find our elder and bring him in, and then we'll get it from there. 195 international countries. 11192 is flashing, and we'll leave it out there and find the other and bring him in, and we'll kind of put this thing together scripture-wise. What is this saying about what are you in right now? What are you rehearsing? We'll show you according to the Bible shortly. So when you meet the elder of a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh BJLC right here.
And Yahweh bless you, sir, as well, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, this is a big one, Elder. This is right here. This right here tells the story. We don't know how he wants to bring this that tells the story, but we're going to do our part of what got to be said. 195 international countries, 11192 is flashing. So whatever you got to say, while we mount up to show exactly what is this talking about, what is this all about. You're on the clock. Elder Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 111,192 listeners. That's almost too difficult to pronounce, but you know what? That's a good thing. Because it shows that we are getting the word out there for people to understand the word of Yahweh and other things that we bring to your attention. For the past few days, we had been re-educating people on bee honey. And we did a closing to that, a recap on that to see what people have retained. I'm just going to compare that, honey, and what the deception is along with the Bible, how people are deceived in reading what they think is the original Bible, and it's not. Well, first of all, what we covered in the last few days, we know that bees make honey, and also they make the honeycombs to store it in. They do all this themselves. The second thing, we learned that they fly miles for pollen and back to their individual home where they live. This is what they do. Three, the next thing we found, honey will last longer than you can live. Because people had asked me, how long can you keep honey, Mr. Tibbs? That honey will be around long after you have passed. We had discussed that there was honey found in the tomb of pharaohs over 3,000 years old. Look it up on your smartphones. I was shocked myself when I heard this info. Over 3,000 years old and still edible. I know it's hard to believe, but look it up. The color, some people are deceived with the color. Okay, we will touch on that. But the color varies with the type of flower and also the time of year that it's made. Five, the cone also was another question. Is the cone edible? Yes, it is. Knowledge of these facts create a better understanding of the process of what Yahuwah's creatures go through to make this stuff for us. This leads me to tell you, you cannot tell a book by its cover. And I think you've all learned that from school. You can't tell a book by the cover. The teacher will tell you to open that book and read it so you can tell what that book contains. Neither with the Bible, my friends. You cannot tell if you're looking at or reading the original Bible until you open that book, as we're taught on this program. How do you tell if it's the original King James? Open up the very first beginning to the introduction page. Read the introduction page. If it does not say translated out of original tongues, in that particular instance, you know it's not the original version. Just like you know what is the original honey, you can't tell the honey by its color, neither can you tell the Bible by just holding it in your hand. You have to verify it. This is why we help here to help guide you through these dark times of deception and Christianity. And we also welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words. This is very important. Connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have not. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadav, that's normally open to you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event like we've had all this week. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other of your devices, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves the Chill Forgiver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us all throughout the year. The calendar will explain in biblical detail by scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as this appears. You will be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we're using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L, @gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We also have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is the international number. This is 224-600-5579. This is where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peltalk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topics or more than two text questions answered at a time. In failure to follow these righteous act, the elder will either block or restrict misuse. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember what it tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all covenants or churches of the saints." But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest while you're listening to the words of Yahuwah, guess what happens? You miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're doing this because we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Remember what it tells us in St. John's, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So at this particular time, we will ask you to keep those Bibles open so you can't tell a book by its cover. That was the beginning of my conversation. Open that Bible. Read and learn. I'll pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Blackwater, Elder, that's excellent on your part. That's like read, but you got to still know what you read. We can read this book, but we have to be tied to this book. This book is not a novel. And just like this 8 day, you know, it's in there and explain what the eight day is about. But you're not going to just pick it up right away. But once you've shown to it, then you'll be able to take it from that point to the next point. So we're going to see what we can do in this 8 day and see exactly what this means, what is this pointing towards. All this going to be unfold. Oh, it might be unfold maybe. It might be unfold tonight. It might be unfold tomorrow night. We never know exactly what's going to be unfold until we get into it. We never know, see, right? But one thing we do know is something that have been completed. It's something that have been completed, and we have to first set that foundation up on something that have been completed. The one thing we do know, something have been completed, and we're going to find out what is that something that have been completed. So what we're going to open up, you can find Sister G is ready to bring her in. We're going to take a peek at some things that's prophesied on something, but now it has been completed in this 8 day. It takes you right out of the tabernacle. Well, there's some promise made, and we don't know how we're going to get it, but we'll get it. We'll get it, no doubt about it. That's the job of the Sixth Anointing Camp to be able to explain exactly what this is all about in the new beginning. What do this mean? What do this really mean that we can read? So let's see if we find some G's ready and bring in. We'll throw some things on the table about the new beginning. Then we'll pass over to the elder teachers and Brother T. Israel. We're going to bring out exactly what that means. And teacher leadership positions. We're going to bring all this stuff out shortly. We're just going to show you that this man is bringing things to a close, but the order got to be in order. And you got to know exactly what you want, and we don't know how we're going to bring it out, but we're going to bring in Sister G. Israel so we can meet the sister with a loud voice. You say, Sister G. Israel, that's why I beat you, that's your age.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that's Sister G. Israel. We're going to get something going on and find out some things what is this 8 day is pointing to? We ain't got a clue how we're going to get at it. But I tell you one thing, we're going to get at it. How about Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Sister G. Israel. Let's get that on tape and see exactly what we got to do on this 8 day. You on the clock, come on. Luke 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right, and I believe that. The same hour the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. We'll open up in the book called Romans chapter 8 and pick up verse 18. And we'll read down until we get our point. Let's see if we get what Paul is talking to the northern kingdom. And he going to say something to them. And we're going to see what he's saying in Romans chapter 8, pick up verse 18. We'll read down until we get our point. You on the clock, come on.
Romans chapter 8. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared by the greatness which shall be revealed in us. 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the great liberty of the children of Yahuwah. 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which has the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. 24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? 25. But if we hope...
So we saved by this hope of having this understanding, but he got something laid out there, and but we is stretching for things that he got some laid out for us, but we will have to give up some things to get in the line of giving up some things. Because we got to remember, now let's go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 2, pick up verse 3. We'll pick up verse 3 and we'll keep reading till we get our point. See, some things we got to do, but we got to know exactly what to do. Revelation chapter 2, verse 3, and we'll read till we get our point.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 3. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you has left your first love. 5. Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. 6. But this you have, that you hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. 7. He that has ear, let him hear.
Back and read verse 5 again to Israel. What is it in verse 5 again?
5. Remember, therefore, from whence you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
Remember the first work that we did, and he says the first work. See, the first work, we got to really hear and be clear of what is the first work. What is the first work that we are supposed to remember? And not only you don't remember the first work, you got to go back to the foundation of the first work. And then once you go back to the foundation, we can start walking it on in on what we're supposed to be repenting for. But we're repenting for the first work. What is the first work that we can, what is said and what happened? You know, that's why I said we kind of in a little tight. But we know this lesson is kind of tough to get at. But we're going to get at it, but it's kind of tough to get at this thing. Really is tough at it. What is the first one? What happened to bring on what is on the table right now? We have to go back to the beginning and see exactly what happened in the beginning to go from there. Let's run back to the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 4. We're going to Adam and Eve, chapter 4 now, Sister G. Israel. We don't start thinking we start walking this thing down a little bit and see what was the reason that the song came anyway. We're going to find out some things along the way, find out some things. So we're going to go on and look at Adam and Eve chapter 4. And we're going to see, can we start laying the foundation down? What happened to get up to the point that what we on now? Adam and Eve 4, 1, 2, 8 through 10. We'll start off right there. Adam and Eve chapter 4, verse 1, 2, 8 down to verse 10. What can we read that happened there, Sister Jezreel? Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 4, 1, 2, 8 through 10.
Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 4, verses 1 through 2 and 8 through 10. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 4, verse 1. But Adam and Eve cried for having come out of the garden, which was their first home. 2. And indeed, when Adam looked at his flesh, he saw that it was altered, and he cried bitterly. He and Eve cried over what they had done. And they walked and went gently down into the cave of treasures. 8. And Adam said to Eve, look at your eyes and at mine, which before beheld ministering spirits, praising in heaven without ceasing. 9. Now we do not see as we did. Our eyes have become of flesh. They cannot see like they saw before. 10. Adam said again to Eve, what is our body today, compared to what it was in former days when we lived in the garden?
So you see these things, and after they came out from the garden, he noticed that it was a little change. Let's preach up that a little bit. Let's see if we preach up that a little bit. Let's run to the same book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, 6 down to verse 9. Let's see if we do a little precepting on that. We're going to the 21st chapter. And we're going to look at verse 6 through 9. He said, now once we got out from under the garden, whence we came from. So Adam and Eve did not come from a position of up and away. Nothing. They said they came out of the garden. That's where they came from. So when you start hearing the person's mouth tell you exactly, then we have to start making an adjustment according to what the eyewitness said. The eyewitness is going to say a lot of things as we lay this foundation on this eighth day. We know it's going to take us about a few good days to get it, so we're just going to throw a little bit on it and we're going to pass it on. So now, in the 21st chapter, verse 6 through 9, says what?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verses 6 through 9. And she said, I don't wish to live after him, for all that he did to himself was because of me. 7. Then she drew herself after him, and was torn and ripped by stones, and remained lying as dead. 8. But the merciful Yahuwah, who looks over his creatures, looked at Adam and Eve as they lay dead, and he sent his word to them and raised them. 9. And said to Adam, O Adam, all this misery which you have brought on yourself will have no effect on my ruling, neither will it alter the covenant of the 5,500 years.
Now we got to come back now, because come back to Adam and Eve chapter 4. Remember where you've fallen from, and we need to have a foundation of exactly what happened to get Yahuwah the Father to send the son down this. We want to go back again to that fourth chapter because I still got to tie this in. I ain't no big hairy. We're just going to tie this in because we got to remember where we falling from. And once we clear how we fail, now we got to correct it how we fail. Let's come back again to Avenue chapter 4, 1, 2, 8 through 10 one more time. And listen real good exactly what is read by the eyewitnesses. 4, 1, 2, 8 through 10. One more time, Mr. D. Israel.
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 4, verses 1 through 2 and 8 through 10. But Adam and Eve cried for having come out of the garden, which was their first home. 2. And indeed, when Adam looked at his flesh, he saw that it was altered, and he cried bitterly. He and Eve cried over what they had done. And they walked and went gently down into the cave of treasures. 3. And as they came to it, Adam cried over himself and said to Eve, "Look at this cave that is to be our prison in this world and a place of punishment." 8. And Adam said to Eve, "Look at your eyes and at mine, which before beheld ministering spirits praising in heaven without ceasing." 9. Now we do not see as we did. Our eyes have become of flesh. They cannot see like they saw before. 10. Adam said again to Eve, "What is our body today, compared to what it was in former days when we lived in the garden?"
Now, what was our bodies before? See, what was our body before we got kicked out of the garden? What was our body? What was their body before they got kicked out of the garden that we can read? See, the key to it is Adam is looking at Eve. Heads up. And he noticed that she was alterated. He was alterated. Yeah. You see, he said, "You see what we got now? It was not like the bodies that we had in the garden." Yeah. Now, what kind of body did he have in the garden? We need to find out. Now, remember, we read 2:5, 2:3, 2:5. Remember where you have fallen from. See, we need to know what to paint this picture. What kind of body we had before you was kicked out the garden. Now let's go to Adam and Eve 44, verse 1, 7 through 9. Let's find out. Let's get the handwriting on the wall of what kind of body we had before we got kicked out of the garden. We need to know in writing. What is we holding on to? Remember where we have fallen from. We're going to find out what kind of body that our forefathers and mothers had before they got kicked out of the garden. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve 44, verse 1, 7 through 9. What did it say to the Israel? We want to find out some things. So this right here, this is going to be a... We're going to get in, and we're going to jab it just a little bit, and then we're going to get on back and pass it on. But one thing about it, we're going to lay the little foundation that you need to know how important this day is. And if you make it to this day, what you've been came through to get to this day, and all we're doing is rehearsing the righteous act. So how was our bodies before we was kicked out of the garden? 44, verse 1, 7 through 9. Let's talk about it, Sister G. Israel. Come on.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 44, verses 1 and 7 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
1. Adam and Eve stood looking at the fire and were unable to come near the cave from their fear of the fire. 7. And when Adam and Eve saw that the heat of the fire had began to cool down, they started to walk toward the cave to get into it as they usually did, but they could not because of the heat of the fire. 8. Then they both began crying because the fire separated them from the cave. And the fire came towards them, burning, and they were afraid. 9. Then Adam said to Eve, "See this fire of which we have a portion within us. It formerly obeyed us, but it no longer does so now. For we have violated the boundaries of creation and changed our condition, and our nature has been altered. But the fire is not changed in its nature, nor altered from its creation. Therefore, it now has power over us, and when we come near it, it scorches our flesh."
I want to word that. Let's precept that. We're going to read that again to the G Israel. Now, this is called the eyewitness account. Look what it says over here in Jeremiah. We're going to precept this right here. We're going to precept that to Jeremiah chapter 3. And we're going to pick it up at Jeremiah chapter 2. Pick it up at 3 down to verse 6 and then skip down to verse number 11 through 14. Now, I'll tell you what, read that one more time now, Sister Jesus. Read that again. Now, remember where you have fallen from. Now, here go to eyewitness account of your first father and mother giving an eyewitness account of some things that we need to know in the 44th chapter, verse 1, 7 through 9. Listen to what it says in Adam and Eve, 44, verse 1, 7 down to verse 9. What does it say again now, Sister G. Israel?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 44, verse 1. Adam and Eve stood and looked at the fire and were unable to come near the cave from their fear of the fire. 7. And when Adam and Eve saw that the heat of the fire had began to cool down, they started to walk toward the cave to get into it as they usually did, but they could not because of the heat of the fire. 8. Then they both began crying because the fire separated them from the cave, and the fire came toward them, burning, and they were afraid. 9. Then Adam said to Eve, "See, this fire of which we have a portion within us, it formerly obeyed us, but it no longer does so now. For we have violated the boundaries of creation and changed our condition, and our nature has been altered. But the fire is not changed in its nature, nor altered from its creation. Therefore, it now has power over us, and when we come near it, it scorches our flesh."
You want to take a shot at that, Sister G. Israel? You want to take a shot at that? You want to, on this eyewitness account of this conversation, do you want to take a shot at that, what you just got through reading in verse 9? Take a shot at it, Sister G. Israel. What is they saying in verse 9?
They are no longer in power.
Okay. You lift them up. What else will happen? That what you mean they're no longer in power. According to verse 9, what will happen?
They used to have power over the elements, but they no longer have power over the elements.
They have power over the elements, and they no longer have power over the elements. You mean that before that the sin of Adam and Eve, they could not only control fire, they fire gave them no never mind. They had control over fire. Is that what we're reading here? Is that what we're reading here, Brother Yadaya? So, once upon a time ago, our parents, when fire was around, they could tell fire, hey, how you doing, fire? Or they could rev back in fire. Now, if a match go off now, we'll just clean across the room, won't we?
So, they became flesh.
This is what they saying by us coming out from under the protection of our mighty one. Now, where we had control over fire, now fire got control over us. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
They became carnal. They became flesh.
Oh, she is right. Girl. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to precept that to Jeremiah. So, like I said again, this eighth day is a lot of information that we need to know that we place the teacher on every day, every time this year. But the point I'm saying, Yahweh is saying to in Revelation 2:3-5, remember where we have fallen from. We don't know, we ain't got a clue where we fell from because we don't have our foundation. Mother, what do you say in 11 verse 3 of the book of Psalms? What do we say in Psalms 11 verse 3? What do this Bible say? 11 verse 3.
Yes,
11 verse 3. Psalms 11 verse 3. What do it say?
Psalms 11 verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
See, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? All you can do is always say, well, I never heard of that. I never eat it because you don't have your foundation. You don't know what because of the captivity, and as long as you are murmur, backbiting, and complaining, he ain't gonna let you see this real. He bring this thing to a closing, but he let you know. You remember what we read over in Romans chapter 8? Hey, Bill, read just a couple of verses in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Read a couple of verses right there. See, we knew this was going to be a tough lesson because Yahweh said, it's going to be a tough lesson. But I want you to, how Yahweh say in the book of Ezra, he said, you're going to lower yourself on where you have put yourself from where you came from. Oh, my goodness. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Read it, A.B. Ephesians.
Romans chapter 8, verse
18. Listen, God.
Well, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the righteousness which shall be revealed in us.
So some going to be revealed, but it's going to be revealed enough. See, we don't know where we came from, how to get back to it, and that's why this ministry is trying to show you plainly what you suffering through now. It don't even compare to what you got coming.
Yeah.
That's what a man is saying. What you going through right now ain't got nothing to do with what you got coming.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, just like last night, you know, we heard somebody, our grandbaby, being the parents crying like the whole world came to an end.
Yeah.
You see, that's what we put soon you get an itchy pinchy, you jump out the skin.
Yeah.
Everybody got to stop what you're doing. I'm out of it. See, we trying to build you up in this word to understand some things. That's why you got to take this thing serious. And that's why us, by being leaders, we got to be prepared to show them, listen, what you're going through is not compared to what you got coming.
Yeah.
But you got to get up on this coming first.
Yeah.
If you don't get up on this coming, you ain't got nothing coming. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the puff we trying to bring. You know, everybody, stop what you're doing, stop what you're doing. Oh, woe is me. See? But we trying to build you up to have that 14th chapter of King saying by the fear, come on in. I was expecting this. We got to know what to say and lead by example. That's what we got to put up. So now, we find out that what we got coming, it don't compare to what's on the table.
Yeah,
you the man saying?
Right.
Read one more verse there, ABFP. One more verse.
Verse 19. Romans chapter 8, verse 19.
Yeah.
For the earnest expectation of the creature
yeah.
waited for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh.
See, we wait for, let's say that long word again.
Manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Of Yahweh.
Because he gonna do what? Hold that form right there. He gonna do what? What he gonna do, Brother T. Israel? What are you gonna do? I mean, I know you're holding Jeremiah, but what he gonna do? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. What are you gonna do?
The book of Philippians. Go to the book of Philippians, chapter 3,
verse 20 and 21. What is Yahweh gonna do that we can read? But we ain't gonna never read it because we gonna be reading like it's a novel, and this way by the time you get to this, here, you gonna be asleep.
Philippians chapter 3, verse
what?
20 and 21.
What it say?
For our conversation is in heaven.
See, our conversation is supposed to be well.
In heaven.
That's what our conversation is supposed to be about. Go ahead and read.
For which also we look for the Savior, Yahweh the Son.
Yes.
21.
What?
We should change our bowel body.
Oh, he's going to change our what?
Bowel body.
So we're all in the mirror, and we think we got it going on, but this body is a what?
Bowel
body.
That's right.
Great.
That it may be fashioned like unto his righteous, pure body.
I know people have lost their life over bowel body.
Yes.
Lose sleep, lose everything
yes.
over bowel body.
Yes.
Is that what they do?
Yes,
I can't even sleep. I gotta catch him or catch her and something.
Yeah.
Over bowel body?
Yeah.
You see the man is saying?
Yeah.
The man saying this body is a bowel body and we will put more time in trying to please a bowel body than to please the man that said, do you only know what you got coming? Let me show you what you had once upon a time ago. We gonna run down what you had, and you continue to look at this vile body, where this vile body would not do the right thing before your time run out. Now, we got that part out the way. Now give me the precept there, Bartik. Give me that Jeremiah 2,
yes, sir.
3 through 6, 11 through 14. And the only one will put themselves in that position is who? Let's find out. Read verse 1, then skip down to 3 through 6, and 11 through 14. What does it say?
Jeremiah says, chapter 2, verse 1, skip down 3 through 6, 11 to 14. Jeremiah says, chapter 2, verse 1. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, skip down verse 3 through 6. Israel was righteousness in Yahweh, and the first fruits of his increase, all that devour him should offend. Evil should come upon them, said Yahweh. Verse 4, hear the word of Yahweh, O nation, family of Israel, and all the families of the nation of Israel. Verse 5, thus said Yahweh, what sin have your fathers found in me? That you are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and became vain.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, neither said they, where is Yahweh who brought us up? Out of the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, land of bondage, had led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert and a pit, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through or where no man dwelt. Step down, verse 11 through 14. Having nations changed they false Yahuwah, which are yet no Yahuwah, but my people have changed their honor, their greatness, for what which do not profit. Verse 12. Be astonished, O you heaven, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, said Yahuwah. Verse 13. For my people have committed two evils.
How many?
Two evils.
What to do?
They have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Is that what they did?
Yes, sir. And who them out cisterns, broken cisterns,
mm-hmm.
that can hold no water.
Yeah.
14. Israel is a servant.
No, that's a question.
Is Israel the servant?
Yeah, that's the question.
Is he a homeborn slave?
It's easy to work.
Is he a homeborn slave?
Yeah, that's the question he asked me. Is he a homeborn slave? That's all he won't talk about is when they show you every year, February month.
Yeah.
That's all it's about. Israel, this is all it's about. 16, 19. This is all it's about. When you came on slavery, ship. You mean this is all this about you, Israel? That's all they give you?
Yeah,
to give you 16, 19, you came over here. He asked you a question. Is this all you're going to bring to the table and you're going to continue to accept this? You're not going to never accept what you're hearing now. Go ahead.
Why is he spoiled?
Why is you spoiled, Israel? That's the question. Why is you a homeborn? We be able to find out now. Now, to Israel. We be able to find out now. We have found out in the 44th chapter of Adam and Eve that Adam looked ready. So you know he couldn't be lying. Mm. He said, you remember we had control over fire?
Yeah.
That five didn't pay us no never mind. We ain't paid no never mind. Mm-hmm. Now, today, even the max go out halfway and we touch it. We'll jump out. Right? Like playing hopscotch. Is that right?
Yeah,
see what Adam just said to her? Mm-hmm. Now let's go to the 45th chapter. Same book as G Israel. And we'll look at 45, 1 through 12. See? That's why we tell you, if anything you're going to do for the six anointed camp, remember what it says to do for the six anointed camp. That's what you're supposed to do. Hey, Bill, give me one verse real quick before we read that. 13, verse 18 of the book of Hebrews. This is how you're supposed to conduct yourself when you come in the presence or you sit around and think about the six anointed camp. This is what you're supposed to do. In the last two lessons, taking care of that. But this is what he's supposed to do in 13:18. What is he supposed to do?
Hebrews,
quoted
for Hebrews, yep. Chapter 13, verse 18.
What
does
it say?
Pray for us.
Do what?
Pray for us.
Go ahead, read.
For we trust we have a good conscience.
Yes.
And all things willing to live earnestly.
Pray for us. Don't backbite, murmur, complain. Pray for the sixth anointed candidate. Huh? When we receive or hear about the phone call, let it be, I'm praying for them to continue down the line. And then, all of a sudden, and give me 12 verse 1, what it says in the book of Romans, 12:1, A.B. Ephesians. Pray for us. Because we're going to try to bring this information to you, but we've been hit on every side by all the big dignitaries, because they have never had to put together like the six anointed camp, bring it out. We letting you know there's something missing. They're giving you February month, slavery, getting beat side the head. 68, the dog biting you on the knee, pushing old folks down.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
And you love to see that every year. They said ratings get higher and higher every February month. They never show what we have shown in the last two lessons.
Yeah,
if you want to build these people, why you want to keep them down? Mm. We try to build them up.
Yeah,
right. Read.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Verse 8.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
yep.
by the mercies of Yahweh,
yep.
that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Not your mouth, your body. Not your mouth. Put your body on the line. Present your body in one of the six anointed camps, not the mouth. Put the body on the line. That way Yahweh wants to be done. Bring the body in. Now, watch this right here. Adam and Eve, 45, 1 through 12. Sister G. Israel, C. Roy, come on.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 45, verses 1 through 12. Verse 1. Then Adam rose and prayed to Yahweh, saying, this fire has separated us from the cave in which you have commanded us to live, and now we cannot go into it. 2. Then Yahweh heard Adam and sent to him his word that said, 3. Adam, see this fire? It is different from the flame and heat from the garden of delights and the good things in it. 4. When you were under my control, all creatures yielded to you. But after you transgressed my commandment, my Torah, they all rose up over you. 5. Yahweh said again to him, Adam, see how Satan has exalted you? He has deprived you of the Yahweh head and of an exalted state like me, and has not kept his word to you, but has ended up to become your enemy. He is the one who made this fire in which he meant to burn you and Eve. 6. Adam, why has he not kept his agreement?
Hold that point, G. Start it back over because WCC said they don't like the way this is going, so start it back over. They just broke in to tell me that. The way it's going, they don't like it. But start over again. Start back over again.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 45. What? Then Adam rose and prayed to Yahweh, saying, this fire has separated us from the cave in which you have commanded us to live, and now we cannot go into it. 2. Then Yahweh heard Adam and sent him his word that said, 3. Adam, see this fire? It is different from the flame and heat from the garden of delight and the good things in it. 4. When you were under my control, all creatures yielded to you. But after you transgressed my Torah instruction, they all rose up over you. 5. Yahweh has said again to him, Adam, see how Satan has exalted you? He has deprived you of the Yahweh head and of an exalted state like me, and has not kept his word to you, but has ended up to become your enemy. He is the one who made this fire in which he meant to burn you and Eve. 6. Adam, why has he not kept his agreement with you even one day, but has deprived you of the greatness that was on you when you obeyed his command? 7. Adam, do you think that he loved you when he made this agreement with you? Do you think that he loved you and wished to raise you on high? 8. No, Adam, he did not do anything out of love for you. He wished to force you to come out of light and into darkness, and from an exalted state to degradation, and from greatness to this humble state, from joy to sorrow, and from rest to hunger and fainting. 9. Yahweh also said to Adam, see this fire kindled by Satan around your cave? See this curious thing that's surrounding surrounds you. Know that it will surround both you and your descendants when you obey his command. And he will plague you with fire, and you will go down into hell after you are dead. 10, when you will experience the burning of his fire that will surround you and your descendants, you will not be delivered from it until my coming. Just as you cannot go into your cave right now because of the great fire around it, a way for you will not be made for you until my word comes on the day my covenant is fulfilled. 11, there is no way for you to present to come from this life to rest until he who is my word comes. Then he will make a way for you. You shall have rest. Then Yahweh called to the fire that burned around the cave with his word, that it split itself in half until Adam passed through it. Fire parted itself by Yahweh's order, and a way was made for Adam. 12, and Yahweh withdrew his word from Adam.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sister D, we got to hear that one more time. No, especially, we got to hear that one more time. But I tell you what, for a time said, we're just going to read verse 3 and 4. But we want to hear that one more time because, see, like I said again, this lesson right here is going to be a foundation lay on this eighth day. And we're going to get what we can on the network. So the world don't want to hear exactly about some things that we have broke down. So we're going to have problems on those that on the network time it is broadcast. Read verse 3 down to verse 5 one more time. Adam and Eve, 45, 3, 4, and 5. What did it say after Jesus, right?
Verses
3
through 5. Adam,
yes, ma'am. What
is it? See this fire? It is different from the flame and heat from the garden of delights and the good things in it. 4. When you were under my control, all creatures yielded to you. But after you transgressed of my Torah instruction, they all rose up over you. 5. Yahweh said again to him, Adam, see how Satan has exalted you? He has deprived you of the Yahweh head and of an exalted state like me, and has not kept his word to you, but has ended up to become your enemy. He is the one who made this fire in which he meant to burn you and Eve.
Mm-hmm. Now, run to Ephesians 7, chapter 7 through 10. Watch him boast about it. So when Satan was able to convince to get Satan was able to get the attention of this couple, we'll leave it like that for right now until we get the scriptures on the table. If fire was around, they didn't have to just do what Peter and fire said, hey, what's happening with you? That's what they had then, but now after they came out from under the protection of Yahweh, thank you, which I'm telling you right now. We hear what the world is saying. We hear what the world is saying. Then you have some just, what? What? Do you hear what they say? What you saying? Oh, yeah. But we hear what Yahweh is saying. Once you out from under the protection of Yahweh, you open game for whatever. You anybody hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
See, when you come out from under Yahweh, because when we tell people pertaining to, what the big dignitaries say, they get offended about it. But because they have no root in them on what Yahweh is saying about, yes, hey, Adam, you see that fire? You need y'all see it now, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we remember this fire used to come past just for a, and none of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
when you leave out from under my protection, then everything you open game. Oh, my goodness. Ain't nobody hearing that. Ain't nobody hearing what we're saying. You see, this is what y'all tell for those that's without. As long as you stay without, you will never understand the plan of Yahweh. That here go the foundation, starting with your parents, by violating against his rule.
Yeah.
Now you're in trouble.
Right.
And the same thing going on today.
Mm-hmm.
We're in trouble because we violated against his rule.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that this great big old 17 nation got power over you because that's just where you set up.
Yeah.
And you will destroy anybody coming with you because that's your mindset.
Yeah.
You see what you do?
Yeah.
You not hurt yourself. You hurt anybody come close to you when you open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But not knowing what the six anointed camps know.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah,
who is,
yeah,
is anybody catching that?
Sure.
Now, this is, see, this is the, what Yahweh is trying to, he said, listen, do you know what you not reckon, or I reckon that you don't have a clue if you get to where I want you at,
mm-hmm.
and the something you're going through now, oh my God. Now we're going to read it one more time, Sister G. Israel, because that's pretty good. And we're going to do a couple more. We're going to pass it on. We're just going to wet your beak a little bit on some things that we're going to talk on this eighth day, but it's very to understand what this man is saying, that when you leave out from under his protection,
mm-hmm.
when you don't make your body a living sacrifice, all we hear is your mouth going on, I don't understand that, what that means, and then you're backbiting, murmuring, complaining.
Mm-hmm.
We covered that last two lessons. But look what he says in 45, 1 through 12, one more time. So Z Israel, bring it out one more time because it's very important.
45.
Yes, ma'am. Bring it out one more time.
First book in Adam and Eve, chapter 45.
Hold that point. Now, Satan knew I got them out from under their strength. Now, watch him brag about it. Come to, the 57:7-10. Watch him, you know, brag about what he said now. Well, Adam, you were also standing in that place, too. Well, you had the same, and that's what the whole thing was. When you created this man, he had the same power, and we find out now he had the same power. Look what Satan said he can do. 7:57-10. What is this, G Israel? What does it say?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verses 7 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. But now, O Adam, because you fell, you are under my rule, and I am king over you, because you have obeyed me and have sinned against your Yahweh. There will be no deliverance from my hands until the day promised you by your Yahweh. 8. Again, he said, because we do not know the day agreed on with you by your Yahweh, nor the hour in which you shall be delivered. We will multiply wars and murders on you and your descendants after you. 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our place in heaven. 10. Our home, Adam, is in burning fire, and we will not stop our evil doing even a single day, nor even a single hour. And I, O Adam, shall set you on fire when you come into the cave to live there.
Read verse 7 again. I mean, this is, see, if you don't have a foundation of this thing, I mean, how did he get in that position to say what he say, and like he had nothing to do with it? You know, sometimes people want to push you off the cliff, and that like he ain't had nothing to do with it. Verse 7 again. Look what he's saying in verse 7.
But now, O Adam, because you fail, you are under my rule, and I am king over you because you have obeyed me and have sinned against your Yahweh. There will be no deliverance from my hands until the day promised you by your Yahweh.
Man, look, he had a hand, he had nothing to do with it. He said he just got his hand in him. He said his abode in fight. Hey, so what? I didn't be wanted it.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. You did. Adam's saying, every doggone. You know what you did. When you, and I know how I got trapped up.
Mm.
You know what you did.
Yeah.
Now you playing like you don't know what you're doing, like you just come to be the Romeo and Juliet guy. You orchestrated all this. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Read again. Watch the toy. I'm going to get a couple more in here, and I'm going to get out the way. Read that again now, G. Israel. 5:1-12. So now you're going to respond back to him. Adam and Eve, 45:1-12. Listen to this.
Adam and Eve, chapter 45, verses 1-12. Then Adam rose. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 45, verse 1. Then Adam rose and prayed to Yahweh, saying, "This fire has separated us from the cave in which you have commanded us to live, and now we cannot go into it." 2. Then Yahweh heard Adam and sent him his word that said, 3. Adam, see this fire? It is different from the flame and heat from the garden of delight and the good things in it. 4. When you were under my control, all creatures yielded to you. But after you transgressed my Torah instruction, they all rose up over you. 5. Yahweh said again to him, "Adam, see how Satan has exalted you? He has deprived you of the Yahweh head and of an exalted state like me, and has not kept his word to you, but has ended up to become your enemy. He is the one who made this fire in which he meant to burn you and Eve." 6. Adam, why has he not kept his agreement with you even one day, but has deprived you of the greatness that was on you when you obeyed his command? 7. Do you think that he loved you when he made this agreement with you? Do you think that he loved you and wished to raise you on high? 8. No, Adam, he did not do anything out of love for you. He wished to force you to come out of light and into darkness, and from an exalted state to degradation, and from greatness to this humble state, from joy to sorrow, and from rest to hunger and fainting. 9. Yahweh also said to Adam, "See, this fire kindled by Satan over your cave. See this curious thing that surrounds you. Know that it will surround both you and your descendants when you obey his command, and he will plague you with fire, and you will go down into hell after you are dead. 10. Then you will experience the burning of his fire that will surround you and your descendants. You will not be delivered from it until my coming, just as you cannot go into your cave right now because of the great fire around it, and a way for you will not be made for you until my word comes on the day my covenant is fulfilled."
Read verse 8 and 9 again. Jesus, read verse 8 and 9 again. Verse 9.
No, Adam, he will not do anything out of love for you. He wished to force you to come out of light and into darkness, and from an exalted state to degradation, and from greatness to this humble state, from joy to sorrow, and from rest to hunger and fainting. 9. Yahweh also said to Adam, see this fire kindled by Satan around your cave would have destroyed you.
So you see, he said, Adam, you was in a degradation. What's that long word again? He said, that's the way you when you was doing me, like you said. When you were doing me, this is the way you was. But now, when you do Satan, now you got to backbite, murmur, and complain the spirit on you. But when you done me, you had a verse 8. Say this right there. What are you saying? 37 chapter 5 through 10. What do you say? 37 chapter verse 5 and 10. So he's saying, listen, so you can tell who's saying when you're doing Yahweh.
Yeah.
He's telling you when you're doing Yahweh what kind of spirit you're going to have on you. But when you're not doing Yahweh, you have a backbite, murmur, complaint spirit on you. There is a deal. He said, well, Adam, do you remember when you was up under my instruction? Remember how joy you was and you was, what's that long word again, Wolf?
Degradation.
See, look that word up, bro. See, look that word and see that word mean.
Okay.
So he said, for the audience sake, this is the way you was when you was doing me. But when you're not doing me, you can tell the one that's not doing me.
What's the word again?
Degradation.
I said it.
D-E-G-R-A.
D-E-G.
Yeah, pull that word out. Pull that big long word out. But we can make sure we said that's the way you was at. Huh? Pull that word out. If you can pull that word out. Now,
hold on.
Read that verse 8 again there, Sister G. Israel.
I can't go back. Wait.
Is that
D-E-G?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Brother, hold on. And at 37 verse 5 and verse 10. So we have to lay this out. We got to lay this out because Yahweh is telling Adam, you started calling on me, but hey, why you calling on me now? You have some that big long word all written all across your chest. When you was getting me right, you had a big long word, and that's what got me telling you now. It tells you in Psalms 91. It tells you in Isaiah 45. If you got me right, I got you. He started saying the same thing in every generation. But we still will transgress on what the man is saying. We just will not do what the man's saying according to it. We were a backbite, murmur, complain.
Okay, degradation.
Yeah.
Degradation.
Go ahead.
It says to act of process or damaging or ruining something.
So he says, that what Adam did? Is that what Adam did?
Brought to degradation.
You see what Adam did? He said, now you call on me. I instructed you from the get-go. Now you will put this long word on you, and now you want me to pull you out of, and all this open the door. And that's why we keep telling you, if you take the last two cases and put it together along with this one, you'll be able to understand, Yahweh don't change. The reason why you're a backbiter, murmur, complainer, and always got a doubting spirit because Yahweh have put you up under that long word. And you don't see it. And I will tell Adam, hey, Adam, now, 37, 5, and 10 says what? What it says to G, Israel?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 37, verses 5 and 7. But in the evening,
about
5 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. But in the evening you made us come out of it, O Yahuwah. We transgressed against you 1 hour, and all these trials and sorrows have come over us until this day. 10. But now, O Yahuwah, behold, we have endured all these days and have borne suffering. Make these 43 days an equivalent for the 1 hour in which we transgressed.
So Adam said, man, we didn't transgress for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. But what did you do? What did you do? See, they said, okay, and you go into court of law, if you got an eyewitness there, what is your chances of beating that case if an eyewitness is against you? If you got a couple of eyewitnesses against you, right? Right? If you got a couple of eyewitnesses against you, what is your chances of winning that case? Slim to none, right? Now, what we get ready to find out something here. We get ready to find out some things now from an eyewitness. Now, when Satan made all these statements pertaining to Yahuwah made, he's looking at him. He's looking at this man. And Satan says, well, you're up under my rule because you broke. Like he had nothing to do with it. But what did he do? What happened that we can read? Now, if you don't want to believe the eyewitness on you, let's read the eyewitness 33, verse 4 of Adam and Eve. Now, what would the eyewitness, watch what the eyewitness say. And see, we always kick at this thing, but here go the eyewitness. And if an eyewitness puts them on the table and they're witness against you, you're going to do some time. Adam and Eve, 33, verse 4, what does it say there for the Israel?
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 33, verse 4. Then
listen
the teacher of all things that is good did not go to Adam, but he went to Eve and took the form of a ministering spirit of Yahuwah, praising and rejoicing. And he said to her, 5, peace to you. Be glad and rejoice. Yahuwah is favorable to you. And he sent me to Adam. I have brought him the glad tidings of salvation and of his being filled with bright light as he was at first.
Now, read verse 4 again. What happened again?
Then the hater of all that is good did not go to Adam, but he went to Eve and took the form of a ministering spirit of Yahuwah, praising and rejoicing, and he said to her.
Good. So, Satan, he didn't go to Adam. He waited till he can catch Eve, and then he eased up to Eve, didn't he? Take all the eyewitnesses right here now.
Sir.
This is what happened. Huh? Is that what we're reading? We read exactly what happened and right. This is why we in the condition we in right now. And say Elohim have nothing to do with it. He went to Adam, going, okay. Now he eased up to Eve. Satan went not to Adam. Is that right? Is that what we're reading? See, now, there you go. Not that. There he go again. Now, there he go again. There he go again. But there he go again. We showing you, remember where you have fallen from, and This is the eighth day. You got to understand these things. Now go to 21st chapter 6 through 9. Listen, and we'll read 34, 6 through 20, 24. We pass on to Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, we go on to the book of Adam and Eve, 21, 6 through 9. Listen to this.
First book of Adam and Eve, 21, verse 6 through 9. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter
21,
verse 6. And she said, I don't wish to live after him, and all that he did to himself was because of me. 7. Then she threw herself after him and was torn and ripped by stones and remained lying as dead. 8. But the merciful Yahuwah, who was over his creatures, looked at Adam and Eve as they lay dead, and he sent his word to them and raised them. 9. And said to Adam, O Adam, all this misery which you have brought on yourself will have no effect on my ruling, neither will its old covenant of the 5,500 years.
What did Adam do in verse 6? What did he do? A little more audio. What happened?
6.
No, here go to eyewitness.
And she said, I don't wish to live after him, for all that he did to himself was because of me.
Ain't that
right?
Y'all hear what was going on here?
That's right.
Y'all hear what's going on here? Yes, here go your eyewitness. Oh, there you go again, kicking against the women. What do you want me to tell you? Bottom line, the reason Adam in trouble because of me. I'm the one messed him up.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's just eyewitness?
Yeah.
It's just our own mouth saying what happened? Yeah. Read verse 6 again.
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 21, verse 6. And she said, I don't wish to live after him, for all that he did to himself was because of me.
And that's right. All that he did to himself was a cause of me. You know how a lot of brothers have right now is in penitentiary, right now. They come home, where am I? I'm my stomach hurting now, I'm going home. And all of a sudden you see, and all of a sudden, big Bob cop doing park in my garage. So. Big Bob.
Yeah.
The mailman. you see what's going on? I wonder why he ended up in penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Adam and Eve 34, 6 through 24, and the closing thing. See? This is the eighth day. You got to know, but he told you, but what's coming to you, if you recognize what happened to you, now you find out that you used to tell Fi, hey, how you doing, Fi? What you doing? Are you going somewhere, Pat? Well, run over my leg, go about your bed. We had that power, but we ain't got none of it now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Adam and Eve 34, 6 to 24. And a closing statement. What it says in Adam and Eve 34, 6 down to verse 24, and a closing statement out. So G Israel.
6 through 24.
Yes, ma'am. It gonna tell us something real good. Yeah. Adam and Eve 34, 6 through 24. This is the eighth day, and we got to find out one thing. He's talking some good stuff. It take all the last two tapes and put together with this one. It all come together. You miss a class, you miss a lot, and it'll get away from you, and you still can't figure out what's happening. Adam and Eve 34, 6 through 24 says what?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 34, verses 6 through 24. Then, at first, I knew neither night nor day, because I had a bright nature, so that the light in which I lived ever left me to know night or day. 7. Then again, O Yahweh, in the third hour in which you created me, you brought to me all the beasts and lions and ostriches and fowls of the air and all things that move in the earth, which you had created at the first hour before me of the Friday. 8. And your will was that I should name them all, one by one, with a suitable name. But you gave me understanding and knowledge and a pure mind and a right mind from you, that I should name them after your own mind regarding the naming of them. 9. O Yahweh, you made them obedient to me in order that not one of them break from my control according to your Torah instructions and to the dominion which you had given me over them. But now they are all estranged from me. 10. Then it was in that third hour of Friday in which you created me and commanded me concerning the tree, to which I was neither to go near nor to eat from, because you said to me in the garden, when you eat of it, from death you shall die. 11. But if you had punished me, as you said, with death, I should have died that very moment. 12. When you commanded me regarding the tree, that I was neither to approach nor to eat of it, Eve was not with me. You had not yet created her, neither had you yet taken her out of my sight, so had she yet heard this order from you. 13. Then at the end of the third hour of that Friday, O Yahweh, you caused a sleep to come over me, and I slept and was overwhelmed in sleep. 14. Then you took a rib out of my side, and you created her after my own likeness and image. Then I awoke, and when I saw her and knew who she was, I said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. From now on she shall be called woman. 15. It was of your good will, O Yahweh, that you brought a sleep over me, and that you quickly drew Eve out of my side until she was fully out, so that I did not see how she was made, neither could I witness. O my Yahweh, my goodness and greatness are awful and great. 16. And of your good will, O Yahweh, you made us both with bodies of a bright nature, and you made the two of us one. You gave us your mercy and filled us with praises of the righteous spirit, that we should be neither hungry nor thirsty, nor know what sorrow is, nor know faintness of mind, neither suffering, fasting, nor weariness. 17. But now, O Yahweh, since we transgressed your Torah instructions, we broke your Torah. You have brought us out into a strange land and has caused suffering, faintness, hunger, and thirst to come over us. 18. Now, therefore, O Yahweh, we pray you, give us something to eat from the garden to satisfy our hunger with it, and something wherewith to quench our thirst. 19. For behold, many days, O Yahweh, we have tasted nothing and drunk nothing, and our flesh has dried up, and our strength is wasted. Sleep is gone from our eyes, from faintness and crying. 20. Then, O Yahweh, we dare not gather anything from the fruit of the tree, from fear of you. For when we transgressed the first time, you spared us and did not make us die. 21. But now we thought in our minds that if we eat the fruit of the trees without Yahuwah's order, he will destroy us this time, and will remove us from the earth. 22. And if we drink of this water without Yahuwah's order, he will make an end of us and root us up at once. Now, therefore, O Yahuwah, I have come to this place with ye, and we beg you to give us some fruit from the garden so that we may be satisfied with it. 24. We desire the fruit that is on the earth and all else that we lack in it.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 41 and 2. Now look what we have found out. Look, we're going to precept that and find out what we have found out about what we got coming if we're on the right side of the covenant. Look what he says in Adam Eve 41 and 2 in the closing thing. I let the Bible tell it itself. Now, we've seen exactly what happened by the eyewitness. Look what it says in the 40th chapter, verse 1 and 2. 40, verse 1 and 2.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 40, verses 1 through 2. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 40, verse 1 and 2.
Let me make it there. Okay. I keep going.
Okay. Verse 1. Then the word of Yahuwah came to Adam and said to him, Adam, why didn't you have this trepidation or this will to fast or this care before now? And why didn't you have this fear before you transgressed? Chill. But when you came to live in this strange land, your animal body could not survive on earth without earthly food to strengthen it, to restore its power. 3. And Yahuwah withdrew his word from Adam.
He says that we now have an animal body. That's why he tell you in the 30th chapter of Ecclesiastes, you're not going to read, whatever good for the beast is good for you too. But now you understand you got an animal body. Yeah. And you're trying your best to hold on to this animal body. And here your parents are telling you, bottom line, this is a predicament. How long are we going to be in this predicament? We got the animal body. We're letting the world fear us down, puck us down, chop us down on what they got going on the table. And we ignoring everything the man tells you. You got animal body, huh? So, J. Israel, what's your closing statement on that? Come on.
Thank you, Sir Israel, for connecting the book. Sir Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah for Jesus. Now, for Jesus, read 41, 10 through 13 of Adam and Eve.
41, 10 through 13?
Uh-huh.
Now, first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 41.
Yes.
Verse 10 through 13, and it reads.
What do you read?
O Yahuwah,
uh-huh.
When I was in the garden,
uh-huh.
I saw the spring water that flew up among the tree of life.
You saw what kind of water?
Spring water.
Go ahead and read.
Tree of life. My mind did not desire it, neither did my body require to drink of it.
He said, I didn't have to even drink water. Now we got to drink, you know. He said, when I was in the garden, I seen the spring water go past. I didn't even have to even deal with that.
Yeah.
You see what happened to this man, but we found out what really happened to this man. You won't hear the eyewitness. Satan waiting till he was gone. He said, I know how to get to him through her. Mm. Be very careful. Be very careful when you hear stuff like that. I know how to get to him, but I got to come through her.
Right.
She'll take care of my part. You'll tell him, baby, put some fringes on. What? Put some fringes on. We keep him the Sabbath day. What? See? He knew what to do. All I do is wait a minute, and I can't get him, but I'm gonna get her. Because, and that what happened to Samson? Why don't you tell me what your power is? You say you love me. Tell me what your power is. See? And you read about she pressed him so long that he went on told her. Then the Philistine came out and delivered him up, right?
Right.
Same thing here. I can't get to, but I can get to him. To her. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, sir.
All right, keep on going and read.
Neither did I know thirst while I was living, and above that which I am now.
Go ahead.
Verse 11.
What?
So that in order to live, I did not require any food of life.
You mean he was in a position, he grabbed some off the tree, he had to do it, he didn't want to. He sees the water go past, he didn't have to even, so what, I see the water. You mean all that you put on the line, and you see what's going on? All that was put on the line. When Yahweh told you what not to do, and then now it's on the clock. What are you trying to tell you? Don't let animal flesh get you away from doing the Torah instruction. Here go the example. Adam said, I didn't have to. It was I've seen fire coming down the street. Where I was at? Hey, what's happening? But now if we see a Mac. Them and hit us on the bottom of my feet, but we'll jump out our skin. Well, you see where we don't pay him from? By being disobedient to this man. That's why he's telling the brothers got to step up and get their right position, because this is waiting on us. What we once had. But if we keep on compromising and not doing the Bible, we're going to have the story ready to tell. Look at what I'm saying now. Now he's playing B.B. King and Bobby Bublé right here. Look what he's saying, what he once had. Read it.
Neither did I drink the water of life.
Neither did I drink the water of life. Go ahead.
12. And now, Yahweh, I am dead.
What we say?
I am dead.
He's I'm dead now.
My flesh is parched.
Go ahead.
My flesh is parched with thirst.
Yes.
Give me of the water of life.
Yeah.
That I may drink of it and live.
Go ahead.
13.
What?
Of your mercy, O Yahweh.
Oh, your mercy, O Yahweh.
Save me from these plagues.
Save me from these plagues.
And trials.
Uh-huh.
And bring me into another land. Different from this.
But what was Adam's plague? What caused Adam's plague?
Yeah.
And what caused that? Where he get it from? What? That's what caused it. And that's what caused him to, when you ignore what Yahweh is saying, because you can't sleep on the couch. Or you can't sleep out in the car. Listen, Yahweh's word on the line, he tell you this is what happened to you.
Right.
And this is how you get out of it. What did I say? Because that's the end of it. Yep. There it is right there. Let's bring in the elder and we'll get out the way on this spot. You know, this is going to be a pretty good long lesson, but you got to hear your foundation. You see, he said he waited to Adam had somewhere to go, didn't he? He said, yeah, let me ease up on, huh? So now you can tie in the third chapter of Genesis better now. You can tie it in with this, you can tie it in. Because Satan was laying back behind the tree, wasn't he?
That's right.
Okay, I can get at him.
That's right.
He only instructed her what not to do, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Hey, Elder, bring it close. Say that, Elder, and we'll take it from there. Y'all, I'll get the Elder. What's your closing statements behind that, Elder? Come on. Mr. Taylor.
Oh, Yahweh bless you all, Chair Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, the statement behind that, I would say that that has given us a lot of knowledge, and I would think that has given everyone else knowledge also by listening. That's why I said you have to open that book and make sure you're opening the right book during the beginning of my conversation, because we came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find, because it's the misinformed can do none of these things. But with proper teaching, it's possible. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek and found that what you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when you do this to remember that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call. Leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 million accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. So at this particular time, we're going to turn our program back over to our seer Israel. But remember my opening statement. You cannot tell a book by its cover. You have to open that book and be led by the seer. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. Yeah, then seer passes down to the elder, no doubt about it. And then it goes so on. So that's what it's all about, seer. Once we understand these things, then we be clear about what to do. And on that note, we're going to turn on to the lead teacher, the elder, Brother Yahdai Israel. When you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh be with you there, Seer Royal.
Well, bless you, Seer
Royal.
Seer Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right.
Brother Makai Israel. All right, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
12. Verse 12, read. Verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
Yes.
Ought to say.
Yes.
Okay, Sister Phoebe will be a Princess Israel. Give me that John 7 chapter. Give me John chapter 7. John chapter 7. We're going to skip down John chapter 7. We're going to pick up at John chapter 7, verses 1. Verses 1 to 3. And we're going to skip down to verse 10. Verse 10. John chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. And then skip down verse 10.
Not 1 to 3.
Just 1 to 3. Yeah, 1 to 3. Then skip down verse 10.
John chapter 7, verse 1 to 3 and verse 10. Verse 1. After these things, Yahweh the Son walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, because
that's why you got to, in this case here, see, this here, this word Jew, not referring to the southern kingdom. It's referring to the people where we know Esau play with words. So this here is speaking about the religious leaders, the Pharisees, descendants of Esau, right here, in this case here, right here.
So
right here is concerning about you know, the Pharisees over here, when it says right here in verse 1.
Jewel.
Say what?
Is this word pronounced Jewel?
Yeah, just another word for the southern kingdom.
Oh, he said,
now it says sought to kill him because.
Yeah, they sought to kill him, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the minister, yeah.
Oh, this man would not walk in.
And
you, yeah.
Oh,
she said, "The kingdom,
like
he said, no."
Well, in that case, he's talking about David. He don't walk. In that case, he's talking about the southern kingdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, they starting to get him when they catch him. They was all at the borderline waiting on him to come up in there. You know, come on through his gates so we can jump him. Mm-hmm. But he told him real plainly. In 7 verse 6, he know, hey, I know my time, you don't know yours. Come on, Brother Jake, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. To the people, to the Israel. Okay, yes, the Southern King, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll start over again.
Yeah, go ahead.
John 7, 1 to 3, and verse 10. Verse 1, after these things, Yahweh the Son walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, because Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, sought to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the priests, now all the old low-down religious leaders, they landed the gates trying to jump him. Yeah.
Go ahead, verse 2.
Verse 2. Now, Judah, the southern kingdom, feast to the of tabernacle was at hand.
It was at hand. So we reading that John the Fear's reading is that feast the tabernacle at hand. So that's what he do. He read Leviticus 23.
Yeah.
So this is what he was doing. He read Leviticus 23. Mother D.F. Israel, give me that Leviticus 23 chapter, verse 34. See, it wasn't nothing. See, they did, even in continuation of right, they followed what was written in the heavy tap. That's the key.
Leviticus 23:34.
Yeah, Leviticus 23, verse 34.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
Speak on that verse 33.
Leviticus 23:33. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
and what? Go ahead.
34. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be a feast of tabernacle for 7 days.
So we did that in 7 days. Now we're into the 8th day. Go ahead.
Verse 35, on the first day shall be a righteous gathering.
We done that. Go ahead.
You shall do no servile work therein.
That means no work where you get paid at. Go ahead.
36, 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be a righteous gathering unto you.
That's who y'all right now.
Hallelujah.
And you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly.
Mean seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And you shall do no servile work therein.
Right.
Right. Okay. Verse 37.
These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be a righteous gathering, and offering an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything upon this day.
38, go ahead.
Besides the Sabbath of Yahweh, and besides your gift, and besides all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which you gave unto Yahweh.
Give it to Yahweh. That's all that's required. Okay. Verse 39.
39. Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days.
Mm.
And on the first day shall be a Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
We on point, ain't we? Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Okay, skip down to verse 41, 43, and 44.
41, and you shall keep it feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be a statute forever in your generation.
Mm.
You shall celebrate it.
What?
Celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
In the 7th month.
Mm.
This is the 7th month, which is the last month of us this year, the last month of the year.
And we'll do on this day, do what again on this day?
Celebrate it.
Eat
them up and drink them up. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
42. You shall dwell in booths 7 days.
That means temporary shelter.
Yes.
Temporary shelter.
All that are Israelite born shall dwell in booths.
Mm-hmm.
All that are Israelite dwell born. So this message going to Israel, Israel only.
Mm-hmm.
Other nations, they can't do other nations. It's not required for other nations.
Mm, that's right.
They say that in Jubilee. So they can do it with they, whatever they got coming, whatever they come up, that's on them.
That's
right. For them to do.
Yes.
43. That your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths.
Temporary shelter.
When I brought them out of the land of Egypt, bondage, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
44.
Okay. 44.
And Moses declared unto the children of Israel, the feast of Yahweh.
That's what it is, the feast of Yahweh. The feast of Yahweh. He read the feast of Yahweh in Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
And Jubilee is what? Jubilee 16. This is the feast of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been ordained in Jubilee.
Yes.
The book of Jubilee.
Yes, sir.
The feast of Yahweh. What's that? Jubilee 16.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jubilee 16. Let me get there. Jubilee 16.
Yes.
Go to Jubilee 16. Jubilee chapter 16. Jubilee, book of Jubilee chapter 16.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Book of Jubilee chapter 16. All right. We'll pick up at verse 20. Book of Jubilee chapter 16, verse 20. Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Roy.
Yeah,
bro.
Okay. Book of Jubilee. Chapter 16, verse 20. And he built an altar to Yahweh, who had delivered him, and who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourn. And he celebrated a feast of joy in this month, 7 days, near the altar which he had built at the well of the oak. Verse 21. And he built booths for himself, which is a temporary
shelter.
Shelter.
And he built booths for himself and for his servants on his feet.
Yes.
And he was the first to celebrate the feast of tabernacles on the earth.
You see that? You see how our father is the first one to celebrate the feast of tabernacles on earth. He's the first one.
Yahweh.
It's a great thing. Go ahead.
Verse 22. And during these 7 days, he brought each day to the altar a burnt offering to Yahweh, two oxen, two rams, 7 sheep, 1 he-goat for a sin offering, that he might atone thereby for himself and for his seed.
So he has atoned there for because himself and for his seed, his descendants. Go ahead.
Yahweh. Verse 23, and as a thank offering, 7 rams, 7 kids, 7 sheep, 7 he-goats, and their fruit offerings, and their drink offerings. And he burned all the fats thereof on the altar, a chosen offering unto Yahweh for a sweet smelling taste.
So that 7 represents what? What 7 mean?
Completion.
That 7 is a the sacred number. Seven. Go ahead.
Verse 24. In the morning and evening, he burnt fragrance up, frankincense, and galbanum, and satin, and nard, and myrrh, and spice, and costum. All these 7 he offered, crushed, mixed together in equal parts, and pure.
And pure.
Verse 25. And he celebrated his feast during 7 days.
7 days.
Rejoiced with all his mind, with all his soul, he and all those who were in his family.
Yeah.
And there are no strangers with him, nor any that was uncircumcised. Verse 26. And he blessed his creator who had created him in his group, in his generation. For he had created him according to his pleasure. For he knew
of righteousness after him.
For the eternal generation is from him a righteous youth, so that it should become like him who had made all things.
Yeah.
Verse 27. And he blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this feast the feast of Yahuwah.
A feast of what?
The feast of Yahuwah.
Feast of Yahuwah.
A joy acceptable to the Most High Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about right there. The feast of Yahuwah. It ain't no man's feast. None of this man that came up with. And not only that, keep, I'll read up to verse 30.
Okay. Verse 28. And we bless him forever, and all his seed after him, throughout all the generations of earth.
Every generation, go ahead.
Because he celebrated 50 in his season, according to the covenant of the heavenly tablet. Hey.
This was ordained from that heavenly tablet. Ordained from every tablet. What are you doing here?
Okay.
Okay, verse 29.
For this reason, it is ordained on the heavenly tablet.
That line of exactly what I just said. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Heavenly tablet concerning Israel.
Yes.
They shall celebrate the feast of tabernacles 7 days with joy.
With joy. This is the joy that's going on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the seventh month, acceptable before Yahuwah, a statue forever throughout their generations every year.
Right? Every year.
Verse 30, and to this, there is no limit of days, for it is a day forever regarding Israel that they should celebrate and dwell in booths, and set wreaths upon their head, and take leafy brow and willows from the brook. 31, and Abraham took branches of palm trees and the fruit of goody trees. And every day going around the altar with the branches 7 times a day in the morning, he prayed and gave thanks to his Yahuwah for all things in joy.
All things in joy. Hallelujah.
Wasn't also in Joshua?
Is that what the super CW put Israel?
Was that in Joshua also talking about
Oshia?
Yeah.
Moshe.
But it was like Jericho when they went around half 7 times.
7 times. Yeah, that's doing it about the blowing of the trumpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the around the camp and then it fall down flat. Yeah, that's concerning the trunks.
Yeah.
With that, but yeah. But that definitely means completion anyway.
Right.
Means completion. Means completion. Okay. All right, let's go back to we left off at John 7. Yeah, we got John 7, verse 10.
No, I'm saying you're
talking
about
10 o'clock. Oh, 10 o'clock?
Yeah,
I'm okay, okay. Okay, I'm still on the...
I want you to say...
No, I'm not even worried about that. I'm just, that's reminding me, though. That's reminding me. All right. Okay. All right, let's go to Ezra.
We
can
put the John.
Well,
that.
Yeah, let's finish with John chapter 7 first. Okay. All right, John chapter 7. We got John chapter 7, verse 3.
John chapter 7, verse 3. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, that your disciples.
The disciples is followers, go ahead.
See the works that you do.
The works.
Yes.
It's the work, see, that we doing. These works, like right now, what we doing now.
Yes.
We see the work.
Yes.
We only rehearsing what? The righteous.
Yes.
The righteous act.
Yes.
Hallelujah, brother.
Rehearsing.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Rehearsing the righteous act.
Verse 10.
But when his brethren was gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret.
Yeah, the Kevlar always, we can't keep that, we in captivity. Even he was fulfilled, and his father was fulfilled. So that doesn't.
So he came up, huh? So he came up to the feast, huh?
Yeah.
Even he knew death was on the line, but he came up to the feast.
Yeah.
So he got a father's example. That's what we doing, coming up to the feast.
Right. We all quiet. All right, now what do you have to see that they're present real? Okay. All right, okay, look what it says here in verse 11. Read verse 11.
John 7, verse 11. Then Yahweh Judah saw him at the feast.
Okay, at the feast of what? Now you said, okay, read was at the feast. Now go up to verse 2. What feast is this calling at the feast? Now, with that understanding, Rod, read verse 2 and then come down back to where you left off at.
Verse 2. Now, Yahweh Judah's feast of tabernacles was at hand.
All right, skip down to where you was left off at.
Verse 11. Then Yahweh Judah sought him at the feast of the tabernacle and said, where is he?
See, that they saw him. He's like, he's looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he? Verse 12.
Verse 12. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Others said, no. But he is the people.
That murmuring spirit.
Yeah.
What did they do? He the speed of the people.
Yeah.
And that was it. And that was it. We don't. We see. That's what we
do. You see that with that murmuring spirit, and just talking about that. You see that you have that. That's what I mean by that murmuring back by the spirit.
Yeah. Right.
When you murmur, you have that on you.
Verse 13. Howbeit, no man speak openly of him for fear of Yahweh Judah.
You see that fear? It's a different type of fear. What kind of fear they had on this time? You got the fear of the fear of Yahweh's wisdom. What kind of fear they had on them in this case right here? He said, because of the fear, they openly of him for the fear of Yahweh. What fear they had on them? Then we can read.
They said, no man speak openly.
You know how we feel with it, like with the old piece of president saying right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We feel what he said. You hear what he said?
Yeah.
But what did Yahweh say? Did you hear what he said? Yeah, they feel leadership, wicked leadership, more than they fear what the book's saying. They fear they knew that if the leadership was wicked, heard them saying anything good about him, they gonna be kicked out.
Right.
So they murmured and hide out.
Mm-hmm.
And
John 9:22.
What's that? John 9:22. Let's see what that says. John 9:22. Okay, John 9:22, Brother Makai Israel.
John 9:22. These words spake his parents. Because they feared Yahweh Judah.
Yeah.
For Yahweh Judah had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Yahweh's son,
yep,
he should be put out of the
Ain't that something? Yeah. They worry about the building more than they worry about the church.
Well, that must have been what they were telling me when I was saying his name. You know, they put you out. That's the same
thing. They worry about their status more than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's 2 Timothy. That's 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1. That's what they had on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Mother G. F. Israel, and C. Roy. In 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7.
2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
What kind of mind?
Sound
mind. Yahweh. Okay. All right, now look what it says here about having that fear on them. Look what it says here in End Time Prophecy about this fear. What it's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to End Time Prophecy. Revelation. All right. Go to Revelation real quick. 21 chapter. Verse 8, Brother Micaiah Israel. Of C. Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 21. Verse 8.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
They read. But the fearful and unbelieving,
yep.
And abominable,
yep.
And murderers,
yep.
And whoremongers, sorcerers,
yep.
Idolaters,
yep.
All liars,
all liars,
have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone,
mm-hmm.
Which is the second shell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many liars?
All liars.
So when you got a fearful mind, you might well be a liar.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you fearful of what Yahweh was saying, you know, you might well be, he gave you a whole bunch of category, but they all in one.
Yeah.
Read that again, because all these are tied into one.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it out again.
The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8.
Listen good.
Verse 8.
Listen.
But the fearful.
Fearful.
Liar.
Two.
And unbelieving.
Three.
Abominable.
Four.
Murderer.
Murderers. Five.
Whoremonger.
Six.
Sorcerer.
Seven.
Adulterer.
Eight.
All liars.
All liars. Nine.
And their part in the lake.
So if you any one of them, all them, but they're going to get you put well.
The lake of fire.
So if you're a murmur, backbiter, complainer, you always... All that is up under that red tail.
Yeah.
Now, precept that. Who's going to precept that? Who's going to precept that red tail? Call that verse out again there,
Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8.
21, verse 8. Now, where are you going to precept that at? Well, who's going to precept that and tie that in? Because he going to set something real stern behind that. Who's going to precept that and get some stern.
Yeah.
Who gonna precept that? I mean, really bring that out. Now you just got one side of it. Now when you put the clincher on it, what would you go and put the clincher on a statement like that? That a precept line over there. Where would you go and really precept that? And see, you let the Bible tell it, and then you just watch it, you just watch the responder. That's the key to it, let the Bible tell it. He gonna make it plain. If any of what you just said, he gonna say something in the Bible, and what are you gonna say? Who gonna bring that out?
Yeah, Galatians chapter 5.
Okay.
Verse 19.
What it say? What you want?
Galatians chapter
5,
verse
19. What you want?
I see. Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
Okay.
Which are these. Adultery. Fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Uncleanness.
Okay.
Lasciviousness.
Okay.
Verse 20.
Okay.
Idolatry.
Yes.
Witchcraft.
Okay.
Hate.
Mm-hmm.
Fear. Emulation.
Yep.
Wrath.
Okay.
Strife. Tradition. Hearsay. Verse envying, murderers, drunkenness, wailing, and such like.
Now you got to bring us out. You got to bring some bass out. Now that was your hit. Now you got to really let the Bible bring that out. Go ahead.
Okay. Of the which I tell you before.
Go ahead.
And I have also told you in time past.
Listen good.
That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom.
You see the man's thing? So if you got any of them attributes you just got through reading, any of them, he's telling you now, if you're a murmur, backbiter, complaining, and all that right there, he's telling you you will not get well. So you got to be able to tell people, listen, your spirit, you got, I don't care how much you got a problem with the six anointed camps, but if you keep that spirit you got on you, what did he say in that last verse again? See, now you take both of those scriptures and throw them down together. Now, you'll say something. I got something to add to that.
Revelation 4:2.
All right.
Verses 14
and 15. All right, bring it up. So you got three hits.
Revelation 22:14-15. Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his poor instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life. Tomorrow night, less than all week.
Now Yahweh's son got to come now to get you back up on this, but he only got 7,000 years to do so.
Yahweh.
Come on, bring it. But the devil's on Christmas, okay. It ain't what? You got something?
I got something.
What you got there? What you got?
I got Ephesians chapter 5.
Ephesians 5?
Yeah.
What is it?
In that verse 3.
Ephesians 5:3.
Verse 3.
What is it say?
Fornication.
What?
In all uncleanness.
Yes.
No covetousness. Let it not be one's name among you as he taught us say.
Verse
4. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor jesting, which are not forbidden, nor having given offense. Verse 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, covetous man, who is an adulterer, hath an inheritance in the kingdom of Yahweh the Son and of Yahweh the Father.
That's a big hit. That's a big 3 on the what?
No, that was a season 3.
3 on the what?
5.
Now, what is the prophecy of that, what you just got through saying? Now, what is the prophecy that was told by the seer of what you just got through you, that big word called uncleanness? What is that word? And we read a couple of lessons ago. What are you going to read all that at now? Because, see, that word right there falls upon us. What again? What can we read that in Ezekiel? I give you that much up. Now, what are you going to get that at to let you know all this right here was told by the seer in Ezekiel that if you unclean is sin. What you buying up back there? Oh, hey, Bill.
That's why I'm going back there.
You know. See, we gonna be buying this word up. See, you know what I'm saying? We buying the word up. So now, what we gonna read? That what it was prophesied about this uncleanness is sin. So remember. So now, but then here's the point: if the uncleanness is sin. And then when you read the prophecy of Deuteronomy 24, verse 1, get what you're saying, Brother Makai. So what are you saying?
Yeah,
24:1. Don't I add on?
Okay,
I was burning some stuff. I burned some stuff. Man, when it's in the Word, I burned up some stuff on His Word. When I hear some word of Yahweh, it makes me stop what I'm doing. All I got to do, I got to put some SOS pad on my butt up some teeth. But when I hear the word of Yahweh, it gets my attention. What is it saying? 24 verse 1. Now, with that big old word on the table now. But I want the precept showing you that big old word. What does it say? 24
verse 1. The
book of
Deuteronomy. Chapter
24. What does it say?
Verse 1.
What?
When a man have taken a wife. And married her. And it come to pass.
And
she find no favor in his eyes. Because he has found some uncleanness.
Wait a minute now. What the word uncleanness is upon the gate in Ephesians? Uncleanness don't mean you didn't put no dial soap on you.
That's right.
Damn.
See that?
There you go.
So be found some uncleanness in you. Now all that you read over there in Ephesians chapter 5, 3 through 5, falls upon the uncleanness. Ain't nobody heard that.
Ezekiel 39:24.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, 39:24, and you can go to Ezekiel 35, verse 29-31, that's what I had, but you got some extra to add to it. You got Ezekiel, what you got? What you working with?
Ezekiel 39.
24. Okay, you got some in there? Okay.
What you got? What you working with that? Let's read what you got.
That word uncleanness.
Okay, well, let's bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay. Ezekiel
39:24.
According to their uncleanness.
Yeah, according.
Uncleanness.
Uh-huh.
And according to their sin.
According to their what?
Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Have I done unto them and hid my face from them.
So your uncleanness, which is sin,
yeah.
And Yahweh going to do what to you? You said 29:24. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
See, that's a precept, y'all. Now go and add on.
Ezekiel 39:24.
Now you know uncleanness means more than it means the bottom line. Sin.
Right.
I mean sin. So that was uncleanness. So if the male, according to 24:1, finds some sin in, read 24:1 again, listen good. That's right. So why did that happen? Because just as Satan said, I'm going to wait until Adam find him some business. Then I'm going to get this man to her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that he going to half step with me when I tell him what time it is. You're going to compromise knowing that you sinned.
Mm-hmm.
What the words say, that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the man is trying to tell you. You got to find out what you got to know what the word is saying. 39, read verse 23. Read that again at our mother. Pick up verse 22. Pick up verse 22 down to, and that you said 39, right?
Yeah. 39.
Pick up at verse 22 just to make it plain. You got to make it plain.
Okay.
22 down to verse 24.
Ezekiel 39.
Because we have a look for the subject matter.
Right.
Who is he talking about?
Right. That's right.
Go ahead.
Ezekiel 39:22.
Yeah, pick up verse 22.
22:24.
Oh.
So the family of Israel shall know that.
So
I
the
am,
family of Israel shall know.
That I am Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Yeah.
From that day
and forward.
23.
Yeah.
And the nations
and all the 17 other nations
that the family of Israel went into captivity.
And why are they going to captivity?
For their sin.
For their sin.
Because they trespassed.
They trespassed or what?
Against me.
That's what Adam did, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Adam did.
Yeah.
And Satan know what his weakness was. His kryptonite did. He knew what his kryptonite was, didn't he?
Yeah.
What was his kryptonite? What was his kryptonite?
The woman.
The woman.
Oh, the woman.
The woman was his kryptonite.
Oh.
Did he wait until he was gone?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Therefore, I hid my face from them.
Right.
And gave them into the hands of their enemies.
Yeah.
So fell they all by the sword.
Now, watch this now.
24.
Now.
According to their uncleanness.
According to their uncleanness.
And according to their sin.
Yeah.
Have I done this?
Unto them.
And hid my face from them.
So your uncleanness was a sin. That's why Yahweh hid from you today. We still, ain't nobody bashing nobody. We just telling you what happened in the Bible. Oh, I don't like the way he bring it out. There you go again, talking about the woman. No. I'm showing you what happened, and now I'm going to show you how to get out of it, according to the Bible. Yeah. And once we understand, we got to make our decision according to the Bible, whether we touch knees or not. Right?
Great.
Great. Now go back to 35 and back to brought to Israel. Go back to 35:29-31. Read that, brought to
Ezekiel 35:29-31.
Listen to this.
Ezekiel 35:29-31. I'm also saying from all your uncleanness, I will call for the corn, and I will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. Verse 30, and I will multiply you fruit of the tree,
yep,
the increase of the field,
yep,
that you should receive no more reproach of
right,
famine among the heathen, including the word nation.
Right.
He saw his five sons.
Yep.
31.
What?
Then shall you remember.
Then you remember.
Your own evil ways.
Your own evil ways.
And your doings.
Yeah.
They are not good.
They what?
They were not good.
That's not good.
And you should loathe yourselves in your own sight.
Yep.
For your iniquity, sin.
Yep.
And for your abomination.
Verse 32, and back to you.
32.
What?
Not for your sake.
Yep.
Do I this, said Yahweh.
Right, okay.
Be it known unto you.
Be known unto you.
Be ashamed, confounded for your own ways, old nation, family of Israel. Yahweh. All right. Okay. All right. And with this Ramon, I'm going to bring out the book of Eli real quick. Second book of Enoch, Brother Makai Israel. Yeah, I got the book of Enoch. We're going to second. It's also known as the secret book of Enoch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Chapter 8. Second Enoch, chapter 8, verse 1. And this is what we all lead to. This great day leads to this. That's why we try to be bringing it back to here. Second Enoch, chapter 8, verse 1.
Chapter 8, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
So what page is that on?
Well, my book page different. I can't know.
179.
Huh?
179.
I'm gonna
learn how to get my way out together one day.
Yeah, blame me.
Blame who?
I was
blaming them. No. Well, hey. Hey, when we come down this word, I'm telling you something, boy. It's easy to get me distracted on anything. I tell my kids that. You know what can distract your dad? I know it's distract my dad. Look at my bring that book up. He forget all about what he was saying to us. Let's come down that book. That's right.
You said chapter 8?
The book is chapter, Enoch, chapter 8, verse 1.
8:1.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 8.
Verse 1. And those men took me from there and led me up on to the third heaven and placed me there.
Okay.
I looked down and saw what this place produced,
mm-hmm,
and that it was so good that such as has never been known.
Mm-hmm. So he's at third heaven looking down, huh? Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out what he's seen by looking down at the third heaven. Something he's going to see. Go ahead and read.
Verse 2. And I saw all the sweet flowering trees.
No, so he's looking down at this, right?
Uh-huh.
And what else he see?
And I saw their fruit.
Yep.
Which were sweet smelling.
Yep.
And I saw all the food that came from them.
Right.
And that the food was bubbling with fragrant vapor.
Yeah, so he saw all that from the third heaven, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. And in the middle of the trees was the tree of life.
And he's looking down.
in the middle, he looked down, he sees the tree of life. He's looking down at it, huh? Go ahead.
In that place where Yahweh rests.
Oh, so he was looking down, seeing a place that Yahweh come down and give him a little shout out, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When he goes up into paradise.
Oh, he goes to where?
Paradise.
You mean paradise is down?
Oh.
It ain't up, up, and away? So you mean paradise where you can look down? So paradise is right there now for you, see, right? So Yahweh comes to paradise that you can, from the third heaven, you can look down and see.
Yeah.
I wonder where that is. We'll find out as time unfolds.
And this tree is indescribable. And praise.
Right.
And adored more than anything exists.
Mm-hmm.
And all sides of this form were gold and brilliant red and firelight. And it was completely covered. And it produced all fruit.
Yeah, so you don't see, it told you now that, see, when you receive the body that you're going to get up the road, it's going to be a body where fire is, imagine what you were. You was, what a point that you can communicate with fire, walk in fire. You understand? Do you understand? 66 books don't cover that. From what you was on, and that brother over there to my that brother with that big congregation, it's 66 books and got it. We don't need to know it. Man, you making everybody miserable behind that brother. Do you know what we really was at? And you worrying about what they got on tape? Do you know what we once was? We was able to see fire and act like it and pay no attention. But now they'll see some fire now. We all start hugging each other. It's fire, fire, fire. I smell smoke. Right? Just like a minute ago. But look at Adam. Adam get right back in fire, and that's where he don't pay up from, y'all. So we got to bring this out. You know, a lot of men gonna like it, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
Satan had to find his kryptonite. He couldn't have got to unless there was some kryptonite was around.
Mm-hmm.
And the kryptonite was his better head.
That's right.
Every time he got it, or every time.
Genesis 3rd chapter.
That's why it came in Sirach 14:14. Read that about you.
All right, we're going to Sirach. Sirach is here, chapter 14, verse 14. Going to Sirach chapter 14, verse 14, get it read.
Man's duty.
Sirach chapter 14, verse 14. And it reads here. Depart not yourself of the good day, and let not the part of good desire overpass. That's it.
That's all we can get out of Sirach 14, 14?
Yeah, let's Sirach chapter 14.
We'll make it 26:14. I'm missing something. Make Sirach it 26:14.
Sirach chapter 26, verse 14.
What is it?
We read.
What?
A solid loving woman is a gift of Yahweh.
A solid loving woman is a gift of Yahweh.
There's nothing so much worse as a mind well instructed.
A solid loving woman would be what kind of mind?
Well instructed.
Well instructed. And that's a gift for who?
Yahweh.
So you see what's the gift of Yahweh is? What's the gift of Yahweh again? So what's the gift of Yahweh according to that verse?
Solid and loving woman.
What?
Solid and loving woman.
And that's a gift of who?
Of Yahweh. Yeah. And it's not much work as a mind well instructed.
That means her mind got to be what?
Well instructed.
Do I understand she got to be what kind of woman?
Darling and loving one.
I guess so. I guess so. Well, see, all one been cheated is fear and mother of D.F. Israel. Now, we all one we can put the bank on they've been cheated. But the point we're making here is the fact. If the Bible speaks for itself, what is the gift of Yahweh?
Darling and loving one.
That who that gift is?
Yeah. Yahweh.
Yeah. That's Yahweh's deal.
Mm-hmm.
But who gives us this right here if you go to Proverbs, if you precept to the Proverbs?
Yeah.
If you precept to the Proverbs, now who gives us this? Okay?
31.
I ain't going on 31.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going on 31. Not right away, but you can go there. Well, but I want to go here. I want to go to this right here in Proverbs 7. Verse 1, 2, and and 11. I want to go 1, 2, and 11.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 10, and 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, Proverbs 7, 1, 2, 10, and 11.
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1, 2, 10, and 11.
What does it say?
My son, keep my words.
Uh-huh.
And lay up my Torah instructions.
Yep.
Verse 5, book.
Why so?
With you. Verse 2, keep my Torah instructions and live.
And what?
Keep my Torah instructions and live.
Go ahead.
That my Torah instruction as the apple of your eye.
Go ahead. Now you're going to tell you something. Verse 10.
Verse 10. I behold, look, there meet him a woman.
Remember?
With a tire of a harlot.
Yep.
And some foul of mine.
I mean, she was slick. She knows what to say to you. She know how to dress to impress. Right?
Yeah.
What? What else she be about?
She's loud and stubborn.
She what?
She's loud and stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Her feet are by knots. And I'm family.
So when you found them, what kind of way in verse 11?
Loud and stubborn.
So who that gift is then?
Hey.
So that gift is there, and y'all father there.
Mm-mm.
So when you catch one, got the great big mouth going, then you already know who the gift is that to. Right?
That's right.
You know, off the job, when you catch this, type is not the gift of Yahweh. Verse 11.
Verse 11.
What?
Verse 11. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet by not enough family. Verse 12.
That's it.
Okay.
So when you trying to work with young couples and you find out the young couple coming for you, said we plan on. Then you find out she's loud and she's stubborn. She tell him, oh, wait a minute, I'm talking now. Then you know, bottom line, you're supposed to say it with me. Hold on, young lady. Take the verse here. You got to be a quiet, loving woman, regardless of what y'all got on your mind. This is how you got to perform in front of Yahweh. Well, I got to tell him everything because sometimes he gets on my nerves. Well, no, but you can't do it. We got to build him up. First, let's build him up. Because he gets on your nerves and you're not silent and loving woman, then you're not the gift of Yahweh. You're the gift of Satan the devil. See? That's why you got to make sure you put them young ones in a proper position to understand their role. That's our role now. To help those that are coming behind us. To get them in a position now, understand their responsibility, and this is what you got to have. Or do you want to come up short? Back to Bob G. Israel.
All right. Okay, he's at 2nd Enoch. Yeah, 2nd Enoch, 8th chapter. This will be it.
All right.
All right, Julia, 2nd Enoch, chapter 8. Chapter 8, he stopped at verse 3.
Yeah. That's the book of 2nd Enoch, right?
Yeah, you're at verse 4 now. You're at verse 3. You're at verse 4 now.
4. You're at verse 4. Verse 4. His book is in the garden at the earth's end.
Yeah, that's where it is, location at the earth's end. So that's where that location, when you read Ezekiel 5:5, the center, Ezekiel 5:5. Hold on.
You bring out some good information there, brought to Israel. I've got my pen. I like to write everything down because, like I said again, I'll be looking at the precept.
Give me that Ezekiel 5:5.
Now, what was you reading in 2nd Ezra again?
I read that Enoch.
You read Enoch what? First Enoch?
Second Enoch chapter 8. Yeah, read that verse 4.
Verse 4. See, you know, now see, that got a whole lot of precept in there, y'all.
Okay, you said Ezekiel 5:5.
Yeah, Ezekiel 5:5.
Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5. Thus says Yahweh.
What did he say?
This is Yahweh Judah.
Mm-hmm.
I have sit in the midst of the nation
mm-hmm.
and countries that are round about us.
Mm-hmm.
Countries. That's what it is, like the country in the midst, meaning the center.
Mm-hmm. That's a precept. Enoch 8, verse 4, precept 2. Ezekiel 5:5. You're going to find a little bit more about that as these messages unfold. Back to blood to Israel.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, that's another one in Book of Jubilee. Oh, that matter as well, too. Put my hands on it. We're going to Book of Jubilee. Go to Book of Jubilee. Book of Jubilee.
Well, Yahweh said, when you got him right, expect the blessing. Expect the blessing.
Yeah.
To come out. Is that what he's saying?
That's right.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
You put your mind at rest. Peace.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Book of Jubilee.
That's why I got to be told, Lord D.F. Israel. Yeah, see, now, I've been telling you about these days. That's why I keep telling you, stop playing around with this man. Now, your ears is open now. Tell him, stop playing around with this man.
Yeah.
Stop playing around with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time for you to remember what happened when all the way over there, back over this way. Now it's time to bring it out. I'll tell you, as long as you stay in the word of Yahweh, it'll come back to you. It'll come back, and now you take it from there.